Hey, y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. So, apparently this science research lab has, quote, brought back, end quote, and I'm using air quotes about the size of a house here, but in any case, what they call a direwolf. Now, I'm not sure whether I believe these things ever existed to begin with, because the scientists that brought that created this gray wolf, dire wolf, whatever this thing is, say that dire wolves died out 13,000 years ago. Now, you know that the Earth is only 6,000 years old, and I know that. So, obviously, something can't be 13,000 years old if the Earth is 6,000 years old, the whole universe is 6,000 years old. I've covered that as one of the reasons why dinosaurs didn't exist either. So I don't believe these things ever existed to begin with, but if they did, you know my thoughts on de-extinction. If you want to hear my thoughts on de-extinction in general, feel free to check out my episode, No Coming Back, The Problems with De-Extinction. I will also say that it's been brought up that these supposed dire wolves were actually gray wolves who had their DNA modified to make them more like dire wolves. So really, they were GMO gray wolves, which means they weren't really, if dire wolves existed, they weren't really dire wolves, these things. So I just thought I would briefly talk about this story, because everybody's talking about it, and it's relevant to stances I've taken in the past that I still hold. That the Bible clearly says, if you look at the genealogies in Genesis and all that, and you follow the history, that the universe is only 6,000 years old. God created the earth first, then he created the moon, the stars, and so on. Which would mean that since the earth is, and the universe by extension, is 6,000 years old, then obviously something can't have lived 13,000 years ago, because that's mathematically impossible. And even if dire wolves did exist, these creatures that this research lab has created are actually GMO gray wolves. So those are basically my thoughts, that they haven't actually brought back anything that existed before. All they've done is mess with DNA, which is unethical, just like cloning is unethical. Whether your intent is to quote-unquote bring something back or not, you shouldn't be playing around with DNA. I feel the same way about gene editing. We shouldn't be doing that, because God clearly creates things the way he does for a reason. And even if the dire wolves had existed before, as I said in my episode No Coming Back, I believe that just like every person has a time, every species also has a time that God calls them home and decides that their time is up. With humans, it is that we all have a work, we all have a calling, and whether we think we're finished or not, when God decides we're finished with whatever he's called us to do, he'll take us home. With species, I'm not sure what work he would have them do, because obviously we're higher than the animals. But, you know, God's mind is superior to our mind, so whenever he decides that species' time is up, he calls that species home. So it's not our place, even if dire wolves existed, it's not our place to bring them back. It's same with, like, woolly mammoths did exist because they went extinct 4,000 years ago. It's not our place to bring them back, because God called them home for a reason. So those are my thoughts. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode or considered it to be food for thought. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and now Apple Podcasts. Just a reminder, and you can also contact us on our Facebook page, Jesse's Fireside Chats, and on X at JFSC Pod. And you can send me an email if you'd like at jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's JESSEAS Firesidechats @gmail.com. I would also like to announce that sadly I've given up posting the links to the individual episodes on Facebook and X because there's so many that I haven't done at this point that if I did them all, it would take forever. So I apologize for that. Plus, it didn't seem like a whole lot of people were using them anyway. If that changes, if people want me to bring that back, I mean, feel free to let me know. I will. But for the time being, I won't be doing that. But I will still try to be better about posting more to our social media pages. Just keep in mind that I don't do this full time, unfortunately. So I have other things I have to do, and I'm only one person. So apologies if things don't get done as quickly as I would like and as you would like. But most of y'all know me, so you understand. Anyway, please pass this along to anybody you know that might be interested, and come back next time, and have a blessed day.